everyone, and welcome. I'm Megan Kellett, the Associate Site Editor for SearchSMBStorage.com. I'm here today to talk about multi-protocol storage for SMBs with Greg Schulz, the founder and senior analyst at Storage.io. Hi, Greg, and thanks for being here with me today.
Hello, Megan. Pleasure to be with you today.
So, Greg, have you seen an increase in use of multi-protocol storage at the SMB level over the past year?
Absolutely.
And do you think that server virtualization is driving this adoption?
That's a tougher one. I mean, absolutely, there is an increase of multi-protocol unified storage at the SMB, both from the upper ends of the SMB down into the SOHO. Is virtualization driving it? That's a little bit trickier. In some scenarios, Megan, you could say yes, but in other scenarios, it's more like virtualization is benefiting by it. I mean, you think of it this way. One of the value propositions of having multi-protocol, whether it's block with iSCSI fiber channel, SAS attachment, or if it's multi-protocol, what some might call unified in the context of SAN and NAS block and file, the benefit is be able to have that storage do different things to support your different applications, your different workloads that have the different characteristics, which means, Megan, in that smaller environment, you can take some of the storage, allocate it to your Hyper-V or to your Citrix or to your vSphere, part of it to your Exchange, part of it to SQL, some of it's VM, some of it's PM. So in some ways, I would say virtualization is benefiting from the multi-protocol. There are absolutely some environments where virtualization could be seen as driving it. But I guess it's one of those, Megan, where if you're the virtualization fan, then yes, virtualization drives everything. But then on the other side to it, virtualization benefits, they're both just tools.
Okay. So does multi-protocol storage offer any specific benefits or drawbacks for virtual server environments that other forms of shared storage doesn't?
The big thing, and Megan, you hit a key word there, which is, key requirement for virtual storage, whether it's VMware with vSphere, whether it's Microsoft Hyper-V, Citrix, Xen, the key requirement is shared storage. In other words, shared SAS, shared iSCSI, shared fiber channel, shared FCOE, shared NAS. So that sharing is a common key component. But the big thing is with that multi-protocol, with the unified type approaches, is you now have that flexibility, that option. You can choose. Do you want to use 6 gigabit SAS, shared or even switch based? Do you want to use 1 or 10 gig iSCSI? Do you want to use 4 or 8 gig fiber channel? Or with some of the new arrays, do you want to use fiber channel over Ethernet? Or do you want to use NAS, NFS, or SIP? So you have that environment where, similar to with regular storage, Megan, some people like block, some people like file. Some people like iSCSI, some like fiber channel. More and more discovering the benefits of shared SAS. But then likewise is that some for virtual environments prefer using NAS, some prefer using block for different reasons, different capabilities. So what it's really doing, it's coming back to this notion of giving the customer, giving the user the resource, the storage, to be able to configure it and use it how it makes sense. In other words, instead of that user, that customer, tailoring their environment, tailoring their practices to fit the technology, it's putting the technology to work for that customer.
Okay. So what other circumstances would push SMBs to use multi-protocol or unified storage in their environment?
A couple of different reasons, and they build on what we've touched on already, Megan, is the real key is that flexibility, that ease, that use. I mean, for some, particularly if we're looking at the SMBs, as, say, that smaller type SMB, or maybe down to that work group, departmental, maybe even that remote office, branch office, where they need that smaller type storage system. The benefit there is not having to go off and buy a block device, not having to go off and buy a NAS device, not having to go off and buy all these different storage systems. Think of it more along the lines of, in many of those same type environments, they buy multifunction printer, copier, fax, scanning machines. The reason being that is because they don't want to have all these different copiers, all these different printers, and fax-type devices. They want it all functional, reduce their cost, increase their flexibility, their ease of use. But what you may also find in those environments is that while they have multifunction printer, copier, scanner, printing-type devices, they may have a big printer, they may have a big copying machine. Well, that's what you'll find in these SMB environments as well, is you'll have the multi-protocol so that it can be used, it can be reconfigured, it can be redeployed to meet and fit their changing needs, but they still may have a dedicated or target type device.
Well, when is it a bad idea to implement multi-protocol storage, and how can you tell if it's unnecessary?
Probably the easiest way, Megan, is that if all you need is one medium, in other words, if all you need is fiber channel, or if all you need is SAS, if all you need is iSCSI, if all you need is NAS, and that's all you're ever going to need, well, then if there's a premium to get that multi-protocol device, in other words, if it's going to cost you more, if it's going to be more complex, that's probably a bad sign. But what's becoming interesting with these multi-protocol, with the unified, with storage in general today, because multi-protocol is becoming more and more common. It's becoming more ubiquitous. Some of it just being blocked, some of it being NAS, some of it being blocked and NAS, and that's where there's some confusion in there. But it's becoming so common, it becomes almost a no-brainer, is that pick that particular storage system, because if you think you may ever possibly need that capability, if there's no extra charge for it, go for it. If you're not being penalized in performance, if you're not being penalized for extra management software fees, if you're not being penalized in terms of functionality, availability, or anything like that, if you have that capability that's essentially coming along as part of the price, why wouldn't you?
Okay, Greg, those are all the questions I have for you today.
Okay.
And thanks for being here.
Always a pleasure, Megan.
All right, great. And for more information on multi-protocol storage, you can visit searchsmbstorage.com.